This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3529 for Thursday the 10th of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Linux In-Laws S01E48, Year 2 of the 5-Year Plan and is part of the series, Linux In-Laws. It is hosted by Monochrome, and is about 52 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, the two aging heroes discuss the past year in review.
This is Linux In-Laws, a podcast on topics around free and open source software, any associated contraband, communism, the revolution in general, and whatever fancies your tickle. Please note that this and other episodes may contain strong language, offensive humor, and other certainly not politically correct language. You have been warned. Our parents insisted on this disclaimer. Happy Mom! Thus, the content is not suitable for consumption in the workplace, especially when played back in an open plan office or similar environments. Any minors under the age of 35 or any pets, including fluffy little killer bunnies, your trusty guide dog, unless on speed, and cute T-Rexes or other associated dinosaurs.
This is Linux In-Laws, again. The review of the 5-year plan.
And this would be season 1, episode 48. Welcome to the review, as in the second year of the 5-year plan episode. Martin, how are things?
Yeah, good question.
What happened to your Russian?
Well, I haven't practiced it for... Let's have a think. At least 10... No, more than 10 years.
Martin, you spoke Russian on last year's five-year plan episode. I can record it well.
Okay. Oh, well done, me. A lot has happened in that year. It seems like 10 years, yeah.
Yes, for the people who are listening, for the two people who are listening to Linux In-Laws for the first time, we are doing this more or less every year for the last 2 years. The intention is actually to review where we are. Let's talk about a little bit about the road ahead, and of course, maybe let's pass the year in review. A concept that we blatantly stole. From a few other podcasts, the Grumpy Old Coder is probably the best example. But yeah, more on the Grumpies later.
More on Grumpy. There are many Grumpies. Yes.
Okay. So Martin, what's your favorite episode of the last year then?
Ooh, there's quite a few. Let's have a think. Probably. That's an easy one because the one with Paul Ramsey stood out for me.
Okay, why is that?
Because of his approach to open source, really.
okay.
Or approach, his endeavors and talks around it, that kind of stuff. He's obviously been... In that area for a long time, but also he's thought about it a lot and
indeed
has a kind of a high level view of how open source should work and could work and doesn't at the moment, as we know.
Fair enough. Certainly food for thought indeed, yes.
What about yourself then? Which one did you like?
I'm still divided between the BSD and the Linux panel episode. You probably remember the one where we had the Linux kernel contributors on the panel.
Yeah.
As well as the BSD ones. And I reckon I'm a slightly slanted towards the BSD one because they provided some food for thought indeed. Because if we recall this, they essentially hinted at the fact that the GPL, as in the GNU Public License, might not be a one-size-fits-all, especially for their purposes. Granted, fair enough, they are coming from a different background because the BSD, so the Berkeley Software Distribution License, is a very liberal license, whereas in the GNU Public License, referring back to the episode that we did over the summer, people, if you can't get to sleep, probably references will be in the show notes or not. Exactly. We did a show on open source licensing. So for all these, for all the insomniacs out there for you, among you rather, this is the episode to listen to because you'll be asleep in no time. Jokes aside, the GNU Public License, as probably quite a few of our listeners will know, the GNU Public License is essentially a very strict license when it comes down to publishing any changes that you do to a code base. Whereas, and this is considered to be a very strong copyleft license, whereas the BSDs of the world would be considered to be more liberal licenses that do not have that limitation, restriction, whatever you want to call it. So the idea behind BSD and some other liberal licenses is basically you take the code, you give it some attribution, and then you are free to do whatever you choose, whatever you see fit with the code base. So, and this is essentially what we discussed during that panel, that quite a few use cases or adoption preferences that what I'm looking for in that space go back to the fact that this licensing is way more liberal than the Linuxes of the world, because as we all probably know, the Linux kernel is under GPL version 3, meaning whatever you put into it, you have to publish.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. For me, then the licensing bit is all a bit... It's obviously relevant, but not the most exciting of topics.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you, like we are, if you have that ultimate goal of world domination, there are a couple of ways to achieve this, right?
Probably more than a couple, but yeah.
So, of course, the question is how to get there. And that's exactly where the kind of roadmap, if you will, divides.
No, I think the answer is probably not with open source software.
that remains to be seen, I suppose, because quite a few companies are pretty much ahead using open source towards that goal, towards that end goal, if you will. Google, for example, comes to mind.
Yeah, I guess they might be using it, but they, I think, I don't know, actually. How big is Google compared to Amazon, right? It's probably pretty minute.
Market cap, good question, don't know, but I just came across something that said today, when I was reading the paper, that said Google's market cap is at least the equivalent of a handful of DAX companies combined. And DAX would be the German equivalent of Dow Jones or another kind of stock market index. So the market cap of Alphabet must be significant.
Well, you'll find this quite funny. Google's valuation for last year was like 2,000 billion.
You mean Alphabet or you mean Google? There's a difference.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I'm talking about the umbrella group now, as in Alphabet.
Alphabet, okay.
Wait, we could look
this Alphabet. Up. Alphabet, the umbrella group is 2,000 billion almost. Okay. Now, in comparison, Amazon is 1.7 trillion. So
seriously?
Yeah.
Not just AWS.
No. They sell books as well, remember? So.
Yeah, they do indeed. This is where they, yeah, this is, I reckon, where they come from.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there you have it. If you want world domination, start selling books.
Now, it's interesting. I'm just looking at the Wikipedia pages, and Amazon, with regards to revenue alone, clocks in with nearly $400 billion last year, and Alphabet clocks in at 182. That's okay. Less than half of it. Interesting, interesting perspective. Because I thought that Alphabet was bigger than Amazon. Apparently, I'm wrong. Both in terms of market cap as well as revenue, of course.
Well, they don't have some nuts running it, and they don't have anybody firing rockets into space either, so obviously they're doing something wrong.
Are you sure in terms of revenue? Because, yes, Alan would be very rich, but I don't think that Tesla would be anywhere near near these numbers.
No, not yet, but I'm sure he'll have something up his sleeve or two. Change all that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, SpaceX is still experimental. I mean, they're putting rockets into space, but I think they're still kind of, they still have to get to the commercial breakthrough. I don't think they are black at the moment.
More of a hobby element.
Exactly. Yeah. And if Wikipedia has anything to go by, the revenue, have a guess. What do you think is last year's revenue of Tesla?
Tesla. Well, it's got to be in the millions. Call it 100 million.
No, less than that. 31. Less, 31.5. Yeah, 31.5.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So surprise. People out there, buy more Teslas. If you want to, of course. Hmm. Full disclosure, we don't own Tesla. We are not participating in Tesla. Our names are not Elon Musk. I'm just saying.
Indeed.
Okay, going back to much more important topics.
Oh, yes.
Something called Linux In-Laws. I don't know if that rings a bell. It's some sort of open source podcast, if I'm completely mistaken.
No. The open source podcast, sorry.
Sorry, yes, of course, we are talking about the five-year plan. Yes, sorry. Yes, you'll be glad to know, Martin, that actually we are head of production, so I think we now have 5 listeners.
Oh.
That makes us 1 listener ahead of current planning. Because,
okay. We don't just have listeners. We are also on YouTube, apparently.
Yes, indeed. We are. Somebody is scraping us on YouTube. I don't know how
is that allowed?
Yeah. I'm dead sure it is.
Okay. Well, yes and no, yes. Right, because
if it isn't Sundar, if you're listening, Mr. Pichai, please get in touch with your LOB head and sort this out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, jokes aside, we are releasing under share under Creative Commons share alike attribution, so everybody basically can take the content and do whatever they want with it.
This is true. Yes.
So we cannot sue YouTube or whatever these days, or whatever it's called these days. And so if you're listening, don't worry, we won't sue you, because we can't. But if you want to send us money, Sundar, the email address is sponsor at linuxinlaws.eu.
Yes. We need to keep repeating this more, because it's not working so far.
No, Sundar, we do take shares as well. So if you don't want to send us cash, that's okay.
Yeah. Good plan. Excellent.
Okay, we will be. Yeah, breakthroughs. Of course, yes. I think our listener base has now increased to a total of 5 listeners, maybe even more.
Does that include you and me?
No, I think that doesn't include you and me.
Okay, that's at least 7 then.
Speaking of which, there's another episode that comes to mind, of course, Hacker Public Radio with Ken Fallon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good as well.
And
Well, this is it, right? You have to choose one. You can't just say, oh, they're all good, because they are. But
it
doesn't work like that. Yeah. Actually, no. In the spirit of communism, they all win. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Even the ones who didn't. Okay. Yes. Ken, if you're listening, this is a kind of plug for Viking Public Radio, of course. People, if you have, and this is full disclosure, we have been hosting on Hacker Public Radio since day one. We're still on Hacker Public Radio. So if you're wondering where all the traffic comes from, it's a show called Linux In-Laws, just in case you're wondering. Yes, and Ken, there will be an upcoming episode on how to do websites right. So stay tuned. It's penciled in for next year. Or this year, actually, if you're listening, because we're recording this just before New Year's Eve. In 2021, to be released somewhere in 2022. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And of course, people, Radio, the project as such, lives or stands by, what's what I'm looking for, thrives from contribution. So if you've ever toyed with the idea of doing a podcast and haven't done this yet, topic doesn't matter, can be
dead easy to it on HBO.
Anything. Mental hospitals, open source, hipster programming languages like Rust or maybe even Java.
HBR is not just computers based.
Exactly. So if you want to talk about your upbringing in the Catholic Church, Hacker Public Radio is the place to do so. Yeah. Can be anything. The thing is, basically, don't be afraid of putting the word out in terms of even if you've never done a podcast before, just do it.
It's not hard, as you can tell.
No, exactly, because we have been doing it for 2 years and see where we are. Exactly.
Yes. So, 2 years, right? It's 2 years, does that mean there's only 3 years left of the 5-year plan?
Indeed. The next 5-year plan.
Question then is, I was going to ask you this, because what happens to the 5-year plan after years has gone past? Does it then become a 4-year plan?
I didn't get that. What do you mean?
Well, you start a 5-year plan, year has gone by, does it then turn into a 4-year plan?
No, we are into year number 2 of the 5-year plan, as in the year number two has been concluded. So that's 3 years left of the first 5-year plan, and then we do the second 5-year plan. The thing is, basically, our great leaders back in the 2000s didn't have 10-year plans. So this is the reason why we have to stick with 5-year plans, right? In the great spirit of communism and the Soviet Union and other great things.
Yeah. Now, did the Soviet Union changed their 5-year plans ever, or during the course of the 5 years?
I think after every 2 months or something, yes, when they had to make production adjustments. But that's beside the point.
No, that's curious, because it, with planning, you kind of, if you keep it fixed for 5 years, you may be not necessarily be doing the right thing anymore, as you know.
Well, true. This is the reason probably why they adjusted this every 2 months. But they still stuck to the original notion of a 5-year plan. This is called the difference between theory and practice, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Okay. But going back to much more serious issues, namely our listenership. And, of course, people we've reached out to. And one of the
It's got to be more than five, isn't it? Because we've got Claudio, we've got
Biku. Speaking of, yes, Biku. Biku made a suggestion.
Oh, another
one? Yes, he did indeed. But that was kind of in 2021. So he suggested to get in touch with a project called Serenity OS.
Okay.
And he also mentioned two guys called Andreas Kling and Linus Groh. Both, of course, were contacted, and let me read out what Andreas Kling sent back. Hello, Chris. Thanks for reaching out. Due to the political content of your podcast, I respectfully decline the invitation. Regards, Andreas Kling.
Ah, yes, I remember this one.
Yes, any thoughts on this, Martin?
Well, I don't think we were political at all, to be honest.
Yes.
Unless he's he's got something against the Soviet Union or what's his name, Vladimir. But so yeah, I'm not entirely sure what he's referring to. What do you think?
Should we bring Vladimir on for an episode? I wonder.
Hmm.
But then that would have to be dubbed or translated or something. Because I'm not too sure that he's actually able to speak English.
You think?
Well, you speak Russian, right?
But he has all the. I guess he normally travels with a translator, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, true, and I'm still wondering about the. About, I mean, it would gel with the communist approach, yes, but I'm not too sure about the open source angle.
No.
But going back to Andreas. Andreas, if you're listening, yes. We were quite confused about this. Mm. Rejection. Yeah. That's probably what I'm looking for.
I think
Yes, but the thing is, basically, we cannot really take the piss at this response because he's done it in a very polite way, and we should respect this.
Hmm. Oh yes. Well, we can always email him 10 more times, but that's a bit pointless.
Well, we can't, but we can certainly program a bot that does that for us. Because that's the very notion of open source software, no?
But annoying people.
Well, yes, but only through automation.
Okay.
And Biku, don't worry about this rejection.
What keep about the other guy? Yes, proposals. Sorry. Yes, no, thank you.
Linus Grohl, we can take the piss at because you never replied. So, Linus, if you're listening, shame on you.
He's got a spam filter, clearly.
Of course, that's another opportunity gone for Serenity OS to plug the whole thing on one of the most important free Libre and open source podcasts in the universe, namely us.
Yes, yes.
Another chance.
If anybody's people. Listening, which is unlikely, but Serenity.
Needless to say, if somebody is using Serenity OS, please get in touch. Needless to say, because Biko suggested it, we are more than game to do an episode on this one. Yeah. I checked it out myself. It looks very interesting. Unfortunately, as I said, the two programmers working on this declined or never got back to us. Maybe there are two users out there who want to talk about their experience with this open source operating system.
Apparently it was started by a Swedish guy called Andreas Kling, so maybe we should write to Andreas instead.
Well, this is the one who declined.
I thought his name was someone else. No,
two guys are running this, Andreas Kling and Linus Grohl.
Oh, Linus Grohl, sorry, yes, okay, fine. Hmm. Okay. Well, there's many other operating systems we can
indeed
talk to instead.
So, Mr. Nadella, if you're listening, although Windows is not open source yet, maybe you want to get in touch.
We can maybe have the scoop for the open sourcing of Linux on the show. Yeah, that's a good idea. You might want to do that. Excellent plan. Let's put that in the schedule.
What do you mean? Linux? Linux is open source already.
Windows. Windows, yes.
Windows, yes. So, Mr. Nadella, if you want to spill the beans, please do it on our podcast.
Yes.
Well, the address is microsoft@linuxinlaws.eu.
A sensible move on his part, for sure.
Yes, indeed. So, that covers 2 out of 4 listeners, right? We covered Claudia, we covered Biku.
Mm. Luna? Well, we had quite a few.
We haven't heard from Luna in ages.
You had Luna, yes. We also had...
Well, you see, funny enough, he got in touch. You see, thing is basically, I never told you this, right? I went to this MiniDevConf as a MiniDevin maintainer conference in October of 2021.
And oh, wow. Well done.
Yes. And I need to say, gave a presentation on Redis and on Rust and the usual topics that I normally talk about. And Luna must have viewed the video stream. So he got in touch. And
is this when he stopped listening?
Say again?
Is this when he stopped listening to the show?
No.
Oh, okay.
He got in touch with me and said, now I can put a face to a voice.
Ah, okay. Well, if he'd only gone to the website, he could have seen our faces. But yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of which, we should probably reveal what these two mugshots on the website are, right? Because we have, given the fact that we have YouTube.
Quite a few people
suggested to go on Twitch or YouTube with our podcast. But then they did. But then I always kind of replied and said, now look, there's a reason why my mom told me you have a face for a radio podcast. You have a face for a podcast, not a video cast. Not too sure what your mom told you.
Well, we never talked about podcasts. No.
Never. So, full disclosure, people, the two mugshots on the website are actually ex-Chippendales that we paid a significant amount of money for to take their shots being taken. Martin and myself look quite different.
Indeed. Okay.
What's the point? So, people, for the time being, we won't appear on YouTube.
No.
That's for sure. Unless you pay us an insane amount of money, then we might be tempted.
Unlikely,
exactly.
Yes, okay, so where were we? Number of listeners. I'm sure there's more than that, because Martin, we had many, many comments, really, from...
Yeah, but Martin, speaking of going back to marketing just one more time, as you run marketing, if you haven't fired them within the last 2 weeks, what are our search engine optimization results in terms of open source podcasts, search results, and all the rest of it?
I can tell you that if you give me a minute.
Please. The function is called RND, as in random.
I see. Bear with me. Anyway, keep talking.
No, I'm just waiting for the numbers to come through, Martin, in terms of how popular are we really with regards to if somebody types in the search term open source podcast.
Oh, I see. No, I was going to look at the our analytics on this, but we can probably just have a look at the at our popularity. Let's have a look. Well, we are number one, clearly.
Excellent. So that hasn't really changed since last year.
And by the way, in case you probably noticed, but we're also being scraped by many, many, many other podcast websites.
We are on Google Podcasts, but that's the sole for the sole reason why, because I put us there.
Mm. No. Just there are all sorts of podcast sites who just go around scraping podcasts and collecting.
Indeed,
them
and quite a few of them scrape Hacker Public Radio. Correct. Yes. Yeah.
It's curious, but there we go. And how many results do you think there are on Google for Linux in-laws?
I do not know, because marketing is your domain, Martin.
Have a guess. Martin.
Two? Maybe three?
No, keep going.
20?
Keep going.
22? Maybe even more?
You can't, you have a few orders of magnitude wrong there. Yeah.
2,500,000,020.
Not quite that many. We're almost at a million. Almost at a million search results.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but this is actually because Google split Linux in-laws into two.
So the bots, that you did finally paid off.
Okay. No. This is more like a 287. That's better.
Makes sense. Ken spoke about triple digits when we were futilely, is that a word? No, it's not. When we were discussing download figures. and where Ken rightly observed, that's not a metric to go by. Because you have kind of bots downloading the episodes left, right, and center. It doesn't make sense.
We have another listener.
That
at least
up to 7.
Because Evan Leibovich said, "Nice interview of me on the Linux and DOS on Twitter."
Mark, this is called progress, no?
Yeah. You're being promoted as well. Yeah, it's great.
Perfect.
Indeed. So, how are we getting on with our review 5 years?
Yes. Do we want to talk about fuck-ups?
Did we have any?
A server.
I thought our audio was reasonably sorted.
Quite a few server migrations come to mind.
Server migrations, server upgrades. Yes. Yeah. Oh, a handy tip for you: if you want to run a server OS, do not run Ubuntu. unless you.
Same goes for Postgres and Debian people.
Don't value your spare time.
If you're upgrading this as in that, and that actually happened to me, if you're upgrading this on from Buster's to Bullseye, and if you have a running Postgres instance on that machine, you want to take a very serious look at migration paths, and you want to do this before the upgrade, just in case. And Martin, funny enough, it took me actually not just to enter the castle called Postgres, but to go down to the center to fight some saber-toothed tigers and some guards and some other atrocities, let's put it this way, before I got even near the crown jewels, as in how it's done. And that wasn't a great example for Postgres documentation, by the way.
Well, Postgres is documented in the code. You don't need the documentation.
Martin, if you have about 5 people screaming at you why this bloody server isn't running, never mind the Postgres instance on that, do you really think you have the time to go through the source code? I'm just checking.
Well, it sounds like a clear and unprepared,
fuck up, yes.
bit of upgrade activity. Yes.
No, documentation team, if you're listening, Postgres documentation is normally excellent, don't get me wrong, but this bit could be improved, especially the migration tools, in terms of what server is running, has to run when and where, and what the migration path really is, because I had to find it out the hard way, and that wasn't pleasant.
You should have asked someone else. That's about Postgres.
Well, who comes to mind, Martin, I wonder?
many Postgres.
I see.
People out there.
So that was one fuck up.
Okay. Fun.
And then, and there's of course the continued challenge called Linux audio.
Oh yes, just a bit. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We've kind of settled on a method that appears to be working.
Yes, until we can get Big Blue Button containerized properly for a change. I wonder who's working on this, but that's beside the point.
Well, you tried and failed, didn't you? No?
Indeed, but that was over a year ago.
Yeah. Well, the other the issue that
we
had.
You can, Martin, you can be explicit. We are labeled as explicit on all.
Well, I wouldn't go that far because it isn't really. It's more of a small issue was the
annoyance.
The lost Opus files, which I had to recover from the video recordings
after,
of Big Blue Button.
After a certain cause hassled you left, right, and center.
Why was that again? Is that because he didn't check the post-production didn't download the episodes, did they?
Correct, yes. Not in time, anyway.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah, so Big Blue Button has a handy cleanup feature that deletes all the Opus files after 2 weeks. But, what it doesn't do is clear up all the video recordings after 2 weeks, luckily. So we're all good.
Yeah. Excellent. So Big Blue Button team, if you're listening, full marks on this.
Yes. Try not to introduce a video cleanup routine, please.
Yes. Or come to think of it, basically, why? I mean, there's no backup framework as part of BigBlueButton, right? Because you have to do it all manually.
Indeed.
Never mind the fact that that this recording interface could be cleaned up left, right, and center as well.
Well, we don't use the recording interface, really, do we?
Because there is none, right?
No, they kind of end up in this web page at some point, but.
To call this rudimentary would be an exaggeration, I think.
Yes.
But that's just my opinion.
But you don't need it because you just use Linux instead. But yeah, I think in all cases of these issues, it's probably a case of people not reading their documentation, isn't it?
If there is any.
Yes, that was certainly in my case the case, yeah. There was no documentation that said anywhere that the recordings were going to be deleted.
There you have it, people. Yeah, if these are the two minor issues that we came across last year. But that was about it. I mean, in fairness now, I mean, other than that, we are hosting on Debian, at least the website and other stuff, that has been quite stable, let's put it this way. Martin has certain challenges with Ubuntu, but I reckon that's down to him and his technical expertise. I might be wrong, of course.
Of course you are, yes.
Anything you want to add, Martin? Funny enough, the Nextcloud instance has been quite stable.
No, it hasn't. There's always something wrong with the certificates.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. I think this is one of the. I think the IT department must be still in communist Russia because the tickets will never get resolved.
What tickets?
Ah, yes, that'll be why, because they simply go straight in the bin. Yeah.
Exactly. It's called Death Null, yes. Yeah. Okay, where were we? Listenerships. A listener. Listenership? Yes. Mm. But I think we tackled this. So, what's ahead, Martin? In terms of what's going to be the next 12 months? In contrast to the podcast, yes, we are not going to go into haiku. Like, for example, the Ubuntu podcast did for the last 14 years. By the way, they are gone, right? Did you know this? They gave up broadcasting in October or something.
You mentioned this, yeah. Well, not surprising, really.
Well, 14 years is a long time, no?
It is, yeah. How long did the Outlaws last?
4 or 5 years, something like this. I think Fab and Dan started broadcasting in 2010. And I think they packed it up 2015, maybe 2016. So five or six years, I reckon. Details may be in the show notes, in terms of a Wikipedia page or something. Maybe not.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I don't think. No, but it doesn't say in our 5-year plan that we're going to stop after 5 years.
No. But that would mean another 3 years before the first 5-year plan has actually been concluded. Mm. So that's a lot of episodes down the road. I reckon it's fair to say that you have to endure us for the next couple of months anyway.
Well, there is no such thing, is there? It's... enjoy, I think, is the word you mean.
Indeed.
You're clearly talking about the wrong podcast here.
Maybe.
I see.
Needless to say, listeners, the old adage is still valid. If you have any ideas, like Biku, for example, suggests topics every now and then. I mean,
he does.
We have settled on a format where we alternate. In case you missed this, where we alternate between internal shows where we don't have any guests and shows where we do have external people on the podcast. Needless to say, if you have a topic that crosses your mind, like Beagle suggests every now and then, Beacon, fair play to you and full marks here. Please get in touch. The email address is feedback@linuxinlaws.eu, or simply leave a comment on the current corresponding episode webpage of something called Hacker Public Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't think we've had any successful suggestions for an episode, except for the upcoming one the next year about from Ken.
Well, Biko sent in Serenity to us and other stuff.
Yeah, but that's not going to materialize if they're not going to turn up. Right?
Correct, yes.
Whereas, yeah. But yeah, we have many topics to talk about anyway.
Yes. Indeed. Also, now's the time to talk about the Media Echo the in-laws got over the last 12 months. MSBC calls it an open-source podcast not to be missed. Fox News, Trump or not, concurs with, if there's only one Floss podcast you want to listen to, if you're serious about free and open source, it's the Linux In-Laws. Even NPR had to say about us, we, in brackets NPR, may be perceived as the ultimate source for communist ideas and ideals, but for the real truth, always refer to the Linux In-Laws, the open source podcast with the most radical approach to sharing ideas in the real meaning of socialism and beyond. But the ultimate endorsement comes from the grumpy old coders.
So, just a warning to our listeners, right? It's sometimes a bit crazy.
Crazy. Okay, as this may sound out of context, here's the full endorsement.
So maybe time to do some cross-marketing. There is an episode, the last episode of the Linux In-Laws, which you can hear on Hacker Public Radio, right? So HPR. If you like listening to us, you might like to listen to this little fight. Actually, our conversations with them are always a little bit like, I would not say heated up, but we tend to have our little tiny controversial discussions. Yeah. Let's say in a very friendly way, indeed.
Very friendly banter. I think banter is the right word. A bit of banter. Back and forth banter.
Okay. Maybe. But let's say Christoph and Martin, they have a good sense of humor as well.
Absolutely. Right? I really like those guys.
Yeah. Exactly. So meaning, I'm not sure if this is coming through this podcast here, but I'm quite sarcastic, right? Maybe not. whereby the sense of humor they have is slightly different, right? It's not just sarcasm.
It's more surreal. The sense of humor is a real. Bit more surreal than ours.
It's a little bit more.
It's quite nice. I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well, but it's just a warning to our listeners, right? It's sometimes a bit crazy, let's say.
Reality changes during the hour that you listen to it.
By intention, I guess. But anyway.
Good fun, though. Everyone should listen to them, I think.
Exactly. Listen to the Linux In-Laws.
I couldn't have put it better. As usual, the grumpies are spot on. But wait, there's more. As our regular listeners will probably remember, we were guests at the GOCs during the year as part of an episode on free and open source software.
So now, what else? Open World. Open World was one of our most successful ones.
Really?
This was with the... Yeah, we got a number of listens, let's say, right? Uh-huh. And I think because it was with the grumpy, we are the grumpy coders, so the Linux In-Laws, right? So, meaning,
okay,
who are we?
Where am I?
My name is David. Sorry,
is it?
Think so. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
With the Linux In-Laws, we were guests with the Linux In-Laws guys last week. Right? Or two weeks ago.
Some time ago. Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago. I think the episode was released last week, but
yes, the year-end thing.
Yeah, yeah, the year-end, and there we are always the guests as Grumpy Old Quarter, so I was kind of a bit confused about this. But yeah, the Linux and Laws guys were guests, I think, for the Open World episode. And we just talked about open source and the role of open source and so on. And I think this was a good one as well, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah. We just rejected the numbers indeed as well, but I guess what happened there is also that all the listeners of the Linux and Laws kind of listened to our podcast as well, and
they would have cross-promoted that.
Was cross-promoted, but it dropped afterwards again, which means that I'm not sure what this is telling us, right? So maybe we basically attracted new people, right? So hardcore open source fans, and then I scared them away with Kotlin again, right? I guess this is what happened.
Oh dear.
So people, it's straightforward. If you want to boost your numbers, just invite us over and we'll take care of the rest. And we are cheaper, more affordable than you may think. Just get in touch. Martin, so what do you make of this?
The grumpiest, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, as I said, it was surprising to me. I mean, we are perfectly sane and nowhere are any animals harmed in the process or
no,
Martin,
you see, we are not, because the last remark is actually from David that we are crazy.
Yes, I know.
David, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are.
Surely something wrong with him. Oh, that's crazy.
No, Martin, this is the biggest compliment that we could get.
Ah.
Because, you see, we are off the beaten track since day one.
Yes, that's true.
And never mind the comments we got from MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and whatever.
Oh, yes. Would you like to read them out? Yeah.
No.
We'll do that for another time.
I've already done this about 2 minutes ago, but that's beside the point. Uh-huh. No, I mean, this is the compliment that we could get. I mean, never mind grumpies or not.
Yeah. It's also nice that they enjoy the episodes with us, which is mutual, I'm sure. So, it's a nice compliment indeed. We try to not to be too sane anyway, to be fair. Well, actually, we don't need to try very hard, do we? Perfectly fine.
And people, I mean, speaking of cross promoting, you just heard the clip, so fair enough. So we might as well take the opportunity to cross promote.
Yeah.
The Grumpy Old Quarters.
Yeah, they've done a few interesting things this year.
Indeed, and it's way beyond. If you can't get to sleep, like the license episode, listen to them, like you listen to us. If you can't get to sleep about the license episode, don't worry about it. But there are two episodes worth mentioning, and the teaser is actually if you listen to the New Year's episode that we did with them together, you have the hint there, and we leave it at that because, of course, you should listen to the back catalog. Commercial break ending right now.
Yeah. Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't they sponsor us?
They're already doing this. If you would have the decency to check out our account balances.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know. You seem to be keeping the account balances from me, so perhaps I should.
No, Martin. Just
hire someone else for fun.
Just get in touch with your other you in terms of the CFO, and you have it right in front of you. You see, Martin, the account credentials are in both our names, so you can check them out anytime you like. It's quite straightforward.
Well, yeah. Yes.
And I think with that, this whole thing comes to an end, no?
Yeah, I think that's year one, year two.
Year two
of the 5-year plan.
I'm afraid to add that the podcast won't come to an end, but just year two. So no sweat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah.
Our dear listenership, including Biku, Claudio, and the other three listeners, will have to endure us any longer. But we may be able to spread the word even further.
Martin had this brilliant idea of putting us on the Apple podcast, so stay tuned. We might be surfacing there. Mm. Or not. Depending.
Well, it's one or the other, right?
No, Martin, it's not. It's actually two.
It's not quantum physics, that one.
No. The place we won't be appearing, unlike other kind of podcasters, is SoundCloud. That's for sure.
Indeed.
Unless SoundCloud wants to join the large number of sponsors of the podcast. Exactly, and send us money. But apart from that, or until this happens, SoundCloud, I'm afraid it's a no-go.
Yeah, sorry.
If you want to boost your subscription base, please add us. But before you do this, send us money.
Mm. Yes, we don't come cheap.
No, we don't.
We should probably thank our listeners for last year's listenership, yes, or however you call it.
Yeah. Exactly. To all the eight out of you there, thank you for listening.
Yes, keep up the good work.
This is the Linux In-Laws.
You come for the knowledge,
but stay for the madness.
Thank you for listening.
This podcast is licensed under the latest version of the Creative Commons license, Tab Attribution Share Alike. Credits for the intro music go to Bluesy Roosters for the song Salute Margo, to Twin Flames for their piece called The Flow, used for the segment intros, and finally to Celestial Ground for their song Sweet Justice, used by the Dark Side. You find these and other ditties licensed under Creative Commons at Jamendo, a website dedicated to liberate the music industry from choking copyright legislation and other crap concepts.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is.
Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net.
Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.